Hey, 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 this is NFL Hall of Famer Ray Lewis. I'm excited to announce the launch of my new podcast, Everyday Greatness, the Ray Lewis Podcast. I'll be talking with friends, family members, old teammates, athletes, celebrities, moguls, and guess what? I'll be talking to you. Listen, this is all in the search for everyday greatness. So I'm asking you to come along with me on this ride. Download new episodes of Everyday Greatness, the Ray Lewis Podcast, every Friday on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on PodcastOne.com. It's not what you have, it's what's inside of you that actually inspires greatness.
Well, we get into Russell Simmons, the Oakland mayor, and Bubba Wallace as well in this episode.
When you think about it, what do these things have in common? It's like, oh boy.
We're going to tell
you. Yeah.
First, Canopy. CBD is everywhere and for a good reason. Easily fits into your daily routine and offers vast benefits. Canopy, we love these guys, CBD brand, with a science-based approach to formulation and purity. Each product is double tested by third parties to ensure accuracy. 100% organic U.S. grown hemp and CBD carbon dioxide extraction. Drew, I know you've been using the cream.
Yes,
right?
I use the cream for my shoulder, but also have used it. People report some good stuff for anxiety, sleep. You got to check it out for yourself.
They have soft creams and I should say sports creams and nice chewables as well. Precise and measured treatments without fillers or preservatives. Gummies are infused with CBD, not merely coated. And they have a full spectrum tinctures in six different flavors. Mm-hmm. You can get peppermint. That's my favorite. Skittles, choco mint, lemon, lime, cinnamon, and unflavored if you like. Right, Matt?
That's right. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code ADS at Canopy.com. You can try Canopy CBD risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, they'll give you a full refund. That's Canibi.com. Don't forget promo code ADS for 20% off your first order.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on a judgment and mend it. Get it on. And welcome to The Adam and Drew Show. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician. Visit with addiction medicine specialist, people. All right. So we got that Noose Oakland Park story. We'll let Gary explore that a little bit. We'll probably jump on the phones first and then figure it out. Let's just hop to the top here. Speak to Scott, 38, Santa Rosa. Scott?
Adam, Drew, how you doing?
Good. Hey. How you doing?
Good. I actually got your book, too, and it's really good.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
How about that?
Really liking it.
Thanks. I know it sounds convenient, but you got to get the audio and the book because the audio's got a lot of riffing and talking to Dawson and stuff in it that's funny sidebar tangent.
You told me some of the stuff. It sounds very funny.
Yeah. So, sorry, but you got to get both, Scott. Anyway, go ahead.
Actually, I had a question about the audio because I got the audio book. At the beginning when you talked about prefaces, did you mean – here's what I thought you meant. You tell me what you think. We live in a day and age now where you have to be like, oh, I didn't mean this, but I meant that. And before you get your point out, you've said 10 minutes of preface. So your actual point is 1 minute long, but you spend 10 minutes of preface, so no one knows what the hell you're saying. Is that kind of what you were saying in the preface area where you're like, prefaces are stupid?
Prefaces are stupid because it's like, I'm going to talk about the virtues of ham and rye sandwich. But first, let me talk about egg salad for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
like it's the way not to make a point.
Yeah,
but the real umbrage I took to the preface is, and the point that's kind of sickening that we've turned into a society, and it's one of those little things that most people don't notice. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's the boiling.
I should be able to talk about the Me Too movement without doing the... Now, I have a daughter. I love her dearly. I have a wife. I love her dear. I have a mother. These are women who I respect, who are in my life, and I love them dearly. Or, you know, this thing of cop did to George Floyd. Let me say that I disagree with. I completely disagree. Of course you do.
How about coronavirus? Every death is a tragedy. Right, let me just preface it with that.
Right, right.
Yeah, of course.
No, we're talking about reopening the economy, or we're talking about defunding the police, or we're talking about Me Too movement and Al Franken getting railroaded. You don't spare me this soliloquy where you're married to a wonderful woman.
The head of Canada? The Prime Minister. We're all become Justin Trudeau.
Make this announcement. Like, listen, you've been married for 21 years. You have a teenage daughter. You guys all live together. I get it. You're a good dad. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Mm-hmm. No one has to explain who they are. No one used to do it. And by the way, you shouldn't have to explain you're not a racist, and you shouldn't have to explain that things that are you know, when you see a video of a cop putting his knee on a man's neck for 8 minutes and killing him, you don't have to announce that you disagree with that. That's a fundamental part of being a human being.
Yes.
We can all
agree.
Right.
Posit.
Right.
Let it be said.
Right. So stop the preface. Because that's the pre-apology apology.
Yep.
And that's the same side that got you to do it.
It's trying to manage the apology that's coming. Before it comes.
Right. Everybody you see now, like everybody on TV is like, look, it's funny on both sides. Like when the right does it, they go, look, there's some bad cops out there. I'm not going to say there isn't any bad cops. But, you know, defunding. And then on the other side, they'll do the opposite of that. Like they'll go on the other side. Many cops are honorable people. There are many going, but there's a handful. It goes both directions.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's dumb. There's a certain amount of bad cops. Everyone gets it. And there's a majority of good cops. Why do we need to preface this?
Right. We all know that.
Or I'm married and I have many black friends. You know what I mean? Like what are we doing here, people? Make your fucking point. You're eating into your own time.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. That's what I meant, Scott.
Beautiful. The reason why I called is, I heard you the other day, did you finally get a chance to watch On the Record, the Russell Simmons doc?
No, I never watched it. I was, do you know that doc, Drew?
I know of it. I've not watched it.
It was, it all went down, I guess, on my birthday on HBO on May 27th when all the rioting started and HBO Max, like, so says Gary, and it all just kind of went away because the news was dominated by fires and looting and fights and chaos.
Huh.
I said it's all timing. I walked in here. I asked everybody in this building if they knew what I was talking about. They never even heard of the doc.
Huh.
So
he has a theory.
Oh,
conspiracy theory.
Scott?
Yeah. So my theory, and I called it conspiracy theory originally, but I actually just think it's a theory. Here's my theory. If you watch it, it's about Russell Simmons as an alleged rapist of these women. And when you watch it, it's 60% about how white people cause black people to be angry and to be rapists, and maybe 40 to 30% of the actual rape content.
Hmm.
It's nonstop blaming white. It is the most insane thing ever. And then this hasn't even got to my conspiracy theory.
Is it on Netflix?
My conspiracy theory.
No, HBO Max previously discussed.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, check that phone.
So my conspiracy theory is this. When it was first coming out, it came out that Oprah dropped herself from the project. And then I did a little reading of why she dropped it out. And she just said the vision just wasn't her vision, but she supports their project and she believes the accusers. And then when you watch it, you realize, I think the reason why Oprah dropped it was she realized it was just an anti-white documentary. And I'm not like, I'm doing a preface right now. I'm not a pro, like, I don't have a dog in the fight either way. I'm watching this thing just objectively, and any other documentary, if you're blaming another race because of it, it just seemed insanely racist watching it. I felt like an insane person.
I'll tell you what is interesting as a study, as a pattern studier, which is what we've all known. That's all I do is study patterns,
yep,
right?
Yep.
HBO has easily become the wokest of all the networks. Hmm. They are woke, man.
More than Netflix.
Wow. More than Netflix. Like, wow. If you watch what's coming up, what's its civil rights leaders and blah, blah. I mean, it all skews that direction, right? And now it's like, oh, we're going to take this hip-hop sort of icon and take him out to the woodshed and give him a beating. That doesn't feel HBO-y. Mm-hmm. Their theme is building up the black culture and tearing down the white culture, but not giving it to one of their own, essentially. Mm-hmm. So I did look at it and go, well, that's interesting that they're going after this black icon this way on HBO. Now, look, if it was a two-part series on Fox or whatever, then it, you know, or whatever network, it would make more sense to me. HBO didn't make sense. But as you now, HBO Max isn't HBO?
It is, but it's not. You can't tune into HBO Max on your DirecTV. It's a different thing. It's like its own streaming service. It's kind of a pain in the ass to get to.
Like Peacock for NBC.
Correct. It's a new thing. Like, that's where they're going to put all the old Friends stuff.
Didn't it air on HBO?
I don't believe so.
I saw promos for it on HBO, but it may have said on Max. Well, take a look and see if it aired. I heard it aired the 27th on HBO, and I saw a commercial. But it regardless, it's got the word HBO in the title, right?
Right.
So, Scott, it seemed different for HBO, but you said if you watched the entire series and it was half about Russell Simmons being a rapist and the other half about evil Whitey, now it does make more sense to me, Scott.
Oh, I don't know how many scenes were like the acrobatics they did to connect how a white person caused this person to be angry, which caused them to rape, which she's like, it's not an apology for it, but I could see, you could see the origins of it. And I'm just, it's so well crafted. So it's almost like a podcast, like anything long enough that you stretch it long enough, you could be like, I kind of see that. And that's what they kind of do with this 2-hour thing. You're like, and then after a while you're like, you say to yourself, what the hell? I don't agree with this at all, but you're kind of in it and you're in it and you're like, oh yeah.
Well, I'll watch it. Thank you, Scott, and render a decision. But it does, at least in my world, it was. Well, it appears it was only on HBO Max. So I saw promos for it HBO saying,
which
it's
makes
on
total
HBO
sense.
HBO
Max, because HBO was heavily promoting HBO Max, and this was one of their launch day movies.
Okay. Well, either way, when it didn't make sense to me with their super woke theme. Now,
well,
it's starting
to
make sense,
Adam,
a little more
makes
now.
Makes sense that rape would be engendered by aggression and violence because it's a violent crime, not a sexual crime. You understand? There's nothing about sexuality in rape,
except for where you come at the end.
Oh, but
you have to listen to the audiobook because that joke is in there, Drew.
I know.
You know,
I'm promoting you. I'm helping.
You're promoting me. Thank you. What do you have on the new Oakland story, as we're promising for Monday's show?
Oakland's mayor basically came out and said that five ropes that were found hanging from trees in a city park were nooses and racially charged symbols of terror. But a resident who was also black came out and said that it is merely exercise equipment that he put up there months ago, kind of a swing type of system. So it was ropes. One of them had a piece of PVC pipe on it, and people were using it to exercise. And
do you have any pictures of it?
I don't have any pictures in this article, but this one had the best quotes, which I think are really what's best. I can try to find some pictures for you in a moment.
Go ahead.
Victor Sengby, who is black, came out and said, one of the dozens of and hundreds of thousands of people that walked by, no one has thought that it looked anywhere close to a noose. Folks have used it for exercise. It was a fun addition to the park, and we tried to create that. It's unfortunate that a genuine gesture of just wanting to have a good time got misinterpreted into something so heinous. The mayor of the city came out then and said that officials must, quote, start with the assumption that these are hate crimes. Intentions don't matter when it comes to terrorizing the public, Schaff said. It's incumbent on all of us to know the actual history of racial violence, of terrorism, and that a noose represents, and that we as a city must
remove.
This
person's a nut job.
That's an incompetent person.
Well,
let's refine what she said. What she said, I don't care if that noose was to save a baby or to exercise. You need to start with what it symbolizes, even though you had no idea or no intention, and that's all that matters. I don't know anything other than revolutionary Russia that took ideas like that and did that to people.
Who is this?
Here's one of the ropes with the PVC pipe.
Looks like a rope with a piece of PVC pipe on it.
This is kind of a handle type rope that's string. You know, it's got a loop in the middle.
Yeah, it's a handle. Yeah, clearly a handle.
By the way, how much chick think was in that statement, Drew?
It's one of the you got to understand, that's Gulag Archipelago.
This is a long piece of rope with kind of a knot at the bottom that you would sort of swing off of, presumably.
Who is the mayor of Oakland? That chick is a fucking wingnut.
Her name is Libby Schaff.
She's an imbecile. I mean, we're getting into we're starting to bleed into a realm of wild negligence and competence. Like, there's a fiduciary thing going on here. It's like you're going to use a bunch of resources to investigate what?
Police said several community members came forward during the initial investigation to say the ropes were used for exercise equipment, and a man came forward to say that he himself put them up several months ago. The department responded by saying it is conducting a full investigation and had notified the FBI.
Oh.
Right. This is like, I don't know, Drew, but some of these ladies scare me. Like, what's her name over there in Michigan? Like, all right, you can go to the Home Depot, but you can't buy paint or seeds. You can only buy plywood. It has to be 5/8. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. You're the boss. You're in charge. You don't have to flex your muscle all the time.
This whole time of the government telling you what to do is a bad precedent. It's not good.
This is nuts.
Yeah.
She's going to the FBI? This is who you want governing?
Oh,
I mean, read her opening statement one more time, because you know what I'm seeing a lot of these days? I'm seeing a lot of, I know it's not this, but we're doing it anyway.
No, reasoning from conclusion is what it is.
Right. Well, if you know it's not that, why do we have to do it anyway? Her opening statement one more time just to make Drew vomit.
Schaff said officials must, quote, start with the assumption that these are hate crimes.
All right. What? Just there. That's
guilty until proven innocent.
That's how you do an investigation?
Guilty until proven innocent.
The guy already explained what it was doing there.
Isn't that how you create political prisoners? Guilty until proven innocent?
Right.
It goes on to, however, the mayor and Nicholas Williams, the city's director of parks and recreation, also said it didn't matter whether the ropes were meant to send a racist message. Quote, intentions don't matter when it comes to terrorizing the public, Schaff said. Quote, it is incumbent on all of us to know the actual history of racial violence, of terrorism, that a noose represents, and that we as a city must remove these terrorizing symbols from the public view.
Right, except for those aren't a noose.
They're not even close to nooses.
So what about, like, what would you think Libby Schaff would be on? Like, where would she be on, like, life preservers? Would that be okay with her?
Be anti-Titanic.
Should we investigate that? Because, you know, it's a circle that could go around one's neck. What about dress ties? Is that an issue? Because I don't know how to make a tie, so I loosen mine.
Yeah, you have to leave it.
But I hang it up in my closet. Oh, that could be an oppressive symbol.
Adam, I knew it, man. Your closet is filled with nooses.
Oh,
it says so much about you, my friend.
Libby Schaff.
I'm sorry. I can't be around you anymore.
Oh, God. These fucking nut jobs running cities. If this is her – by the way, I don't know if this is her reason and logic, then how does she do on the subject of traffic or trash removal or school systems if you're just dealing with a scrambled nut job? Fucking head must look like a snow globe that someone shit in. Like, where do you fucking, what's going on in her brain? She's an imbecile. What are we doing? They're running Oakland? You're the mayor of Oakland?
California.
Oh, God. What happened to Barbara Ferreira? Where's that dingbat? And by the way, it's been a month since we had the riots and the rallies.
Well, she feels very satisfied now because there's been a little uptick in hospitalizations. So she feels quite vindicated.
She's getting death sentences now. Or she's getting death threats, sorry. Jesus H. Christ. All right, and that's the Los Angeles Times. How about the Los Angeles Times come up with an article about what an incompetent fucking director she is? How about that?
Well, first, though, there's something more important. Anybody who gets the Los Angeles Times or the New York Times, please cancel your subscription. Please. It's the only thing that's going to change them and cause them to be journalists again. I love the New York Times. I love reading it. I canceled it. It felt great. Cancel the LA Times and the New York Times and allow the market to send them a message so they can start to become journalists again. It really is uncanny what they're doing. Both those papers are uncannily bad. And they don't deserve your money. They just don't. And
I agree.
We'll get them back someday. But for now, no. We have an obligation.
Well, where are we? You know, I was watching CNN the other night. It's like, oh boy, big swell hitting the hospitals in Florida Texas and Arizona. Arizona's the worst. Yeah. Texas,
Arizona went
worst.
From 3 deaths to 6 deaths a day.
Well,
that's Arizona.
Where are the deaths? What's the deaths?
3 to 6. They doubled. They doubled.
Well,
so all you hear is that they doubled.
Where are we with hospitalizations?
Look, 2 weeks ago, I think on this show, I said there will be an uptick because there are tens of thousands of people standing in the street screaming at each other. Mm-hmm. There will be an uptick.
Right.
Except, do you know in New York? Oh, you're going to love this. When people come in with coronavirus, you're not allowed to ask them. It's against the law to ask them if they participated in a demonstration. So we can't even collect the data to figure out exactly what happened here. But I predicted it. It's happened. Guess what? Predominantly young people. That's where the uptick is occurring. Some are requiring hospitalizations. None are going to the ICU, and none are dying.
All right, let me hit True Niagen. Both of us take True Niagen daily. Cellular health supplement called True Niagen. We love this stuff, and we both take it on a daily basis. Aging and stress on the immune system can deplete levels of NAD. In trillions of cells in our bodies. In fact, NAD levels can decline up to 80% with exposure to a virus. I think we know what we're talking about here. When NAD levels decline, your cells are left with a shrinking supply of their most valuable energetic resource. There's only one NAD supplement backed by Nobel Prize winning scientists, 10 human studies, and global regulatory approvals for safety and efficacy. True Niagen. Support cellular defense with True Niagen. Matt!
Visit TRUNIAGEN.com and use the code ADS for $20 off any 3-plus month supply. Live from now until July 31st.
Speaking of Corona, let's talk to John on line 3.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Guy.
Drew, thanks so much. How are you?
Hi, Guy.
Hi, Guy.
I was going to ask about Corona, but first, definitely the Bubba News story, complete bullshit. Jussie Smollett part 2, no doubt about it.
Hold on. I have one question because now here's how I work. I believe everything everyone says to me.
Yeah.
If you told me you're an All-American at Ohio State in 1977, I go, wow, cool. What position did you play? Like, I take everything at complete face value. I believe everything that's said. But in a day and age where everything is chronicled, where there's a photograph of everything, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so
right.
if LeBron James says somebody spray painted the N-word on my front gate, doesn't he take a picture of that? And then and they're like, oh, we painted over it or something like that. It feels weird, especially with younger people who just chronicle everything. They make... My daughter makes a batch of brownies. She takes a picture of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you walk into your paddock and there's a noose hanging in there and you know that you could be accused of falsifying this story, then there's 30 different pictures. You don't even touch it. You just take pictures. So I was assuming there's a bunch of pictures of it, but I haven't seen any pictures of it. So, but there should be pictures. If there are no pictures, then it's confusing to me. But are there pictures, Gary and John? And if so, why aren't those all over the internet? Or why isn't it?
No, 100%. But, you know, that's the point. There would be proof. Someone would have seen it. They've got cameras everywhere. Those things are impossible to get into. I'm sure you know better than I do, but I've heard they're impossible to get into those
things. Well, who discovered the news, I guess, is the question.
I guess he did himself, and they thought perhaps... You know,
that's a weird thing to you have such a large team, you know what I mean? Like, right. It'll be a weird thing for you to just walk in on.
Only the driver.
Well, maybe he had a mechanic behind him and still discovered it, but anyway.
Well, and this idea that they're, you know, looking, trying to find symbolism anywhere, you know, the PVC pipe hanging with the rope or whatever. Well, I mean, the only thing nutty. They should be investigating in Oakland is the mayor for smoking crack. You know what I mean? Like, look at anything and find the symbolism you want to find in it.
Oh, we're doing that a lot. Hey, but John, your question was...
I'll switch it up. I had a couple. I guess, you know, I've been thinking about so much lately. You always talked about for years, you know, the balance of a person's life. You know, you can put so much good into the world. You can help people your whole life. You could help children. You could millions of dollars paid in taxes, etc. You make one bad joke on Twitter, grab one ass, you know, now you're Hitler. You know, you see Mike Gundy spent his life teaching kids, coaching kids, putting so much good into the world. For generations, these people are going to be better men, raising their own children, etc. The guy wears a fucking t-shirt on a fishing trip, and now he's Hitler, and he's got to get on TV and grovel and apologize. Right. It's the saddest thing I've ever seen, and the people critiquing him have contributed nothing to society.
What was he wearing on the fishing trip?
Confederate flag or something?
It was an OANN t-shirt from the news network. Where apparently they've said that the BLM movement is a sham, and therefore him wearing that shirt now makes him by default a racist. Now he's got to explain to the world how he's not racist, even though he's coached black kids for the last.
Well, look, as Drew and I always discuss, actually discuss it with Mike August a lot. There is no amount of goodwill that can cushion you from that blow. So you think you're going to go through life and you're going to make deposits in the goodwill piggy bank. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be a good father, and I'm going to be a community leader, and I'm going to reach out, and I'm going to donate my time, and I'm going to take care of, and I'm going to blah, 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 blah. And you think you're saving up for a rainy day. Now, you think you almost look at it like finances, like, okay, but then if something happens with my job or a branch breaks and crushes my roof and I don't have insurance, I can go into my goodwill. You go into that, you get busted wearing a t-shirt or sending out a tweet, you go into the goodwill piggy bank, it's empty. You thought you were building that up. You weren't.
Couple things. We're so full of Epstein stories in the world today, where the goodwill is a smokescreen for horrible behavior,
right?
So people have that in their head.
I didn't even know there's an Epstein goodwill story.
Oh, he was a benefactor, and he was, you know, carting people around to Africa to help support causes, and he did all kinds of crazy stuff. And then he called on it too, like, I spent millions of dollars and I gave this and that organization millions of dollars. He's constantly.
Well, there's a kind of Bill Clinton version of that that used to work. I don't think it does anymore.
Right. But I think that's the point. People sort of have that in their head as the only reason people would engage in goodwill. But the fundamental mechanism.
I don't agree with that completely. I think people look at Bill Gates and go, that guy's trying to do some good.
They've been trying to destroy him too around coronavirus stuff. Yeah. Right. Okay. They're saying he's a vaccine. You know, he's a secret going to mandate vaccines for everybody, and he's part of a conspiracy. They're going after him full on. Full on.
Not mainstream stuff. I'm not seeing
it. It's more mainstream than you'd think. There are big conspiracy theories that gained a lot of traction about Bill Gates trying to microchip people and how Gates.
Oh, I've heard of that stuff, but like, I've watched a lot of CNN and a lot of Fox, and I haven't heard any of it on CNN or Fox.
That may be true. I don't know. I have seen in some mainstream outlets, you know, a lot of reporting about how much money his associated businesses have made doing vaccine testing that may be less than.
I don't even know what mainstream is anymore.
Right,
I guess,
that's right.
I've not heard a peep on CNN. But
your point is well taken.
Mainstream anymore?
CNN certainly isn't. I mean, look at their numbers.
Well, I think traditional media, I guess you'd call it Fox, CNN, MSN, you know,
right,
ABC, NBC. Did you find anything about the Bubba Wallace? Pictures? Because there's got to be.
I don't know. What I found, I don't know if I really want to put up. I mean, there's no pictures. Similarly, there's no pictures from the LeBron thing. There are some sketchy-ish websites that are showing old videos of sort of NASCAR pit visits where there is like pull ropes for those rolling doors that are fashioned in a way that.
You guys are young kids. Is there, you know, Bubba's youngish.
Younger than us.
Is there such a thing as, or LeBron or whatever, is there such a thing of as coming across this spray painted on your gate or fence or hanging from your paddock and not taking a picture of it now? Is that?
Seems unlikely, but I could maybe envision a world where you would have that picture and wouldn't want to publicize it.
Oh,
so like LeBron maybe has that picture, but he, in an effort to not give that power, decided to just have it for himself and not release it to the media. I can see that.
Okay, that's reasonable. Yeah, but on the other hand, when the voices started calling you a fraud, don't you then dump that picture and go, oh, they call me a liar?
I mean, not if there are minority voices. I mean, if you look at what's happening with Bubba Wallace, there are those people out there questioning it, but you look at, you know, that big show they had on Monday at Talladega where every driver was behind him. I would say when the groundswell of support is behind you, you don't really need to try to silence that small percentage of people questioning you.
I still just feel like if you have that picture's out. Right? I mean, Gary's explanation is reasonable, but I think you come across something like that, you chronicle it. I mean, by the way, this is an issue for the police and the DOJ. I mean, you're investigating a hate crime. I mean, this is a crime scene. Yeah. This is a hate crime. Yeah. I mean, you have to.
Well, you would think at least the investigators would have pictures.
One would think, but maybe they wouldn't put it out
there. Hey, I want to talk for a quick second about this idea of no amount of goodwill is enough and all of a sudden you're Hitler. This kind of all good, all bad thinking, that's narcissism writ loud. That's how narcissistic brains work. You're idealized or you're de-idealized. Mm-hmm. You're the best or you're shit. Mm. That's it. No in between. That is narcissism writ large. And I'm sorry, everybody, but there's been a narcissistic turn in all of us. And we all have these narcissistic traits, many more than others. And it makes us prone to that. And you should watch the F out for it. It's not a good way to reason. And it's not a particularly becoming attribute. History will not look kindly on thinking all this way or all that way because life is a little more nuanced. Hmm?
All roads lead to narcissism. Mm-hmm. Been saying it all the time.
QED.
I keep explaining. Mm-hmm. I've been saying this for a long time, Drew. These tendencies need to be kept in check and tamped down. It's funny.
Well, envy is the greatest liability.
We got it right in terms of sexuality. It's like you need to tamp your shit down. When a young, attractive woman comes in, you cannot let your tendencies, your wiring get the best of you. Like we figured that out pretty quick, but we've lost it on everything else.
Because envy used to be a sin.
Right.
You'd have to be, you know, ask for forgiveness.
No, but I told you this is all narcissism. It's all stuff that's bubbling the top. It's all stuff we need to tamp down on a daily basis and we're done tamping it down. Mm. Is that it?
It's completely running amok.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right. You can see my live stand up this Friday and Saturday. That's July 3rd and 4th, coming up Tempe Improv. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows and get my book. I'm your emotional support animal. Navigating our all woke, no joke culture. It's available now on Amazon. Click the link if you would and get the books, man. It's really good. I'm proud of it. Drew?
Go to DrDrew.com. Remember After Dark with Christina and Tom Segura. Don't forget that. Check it out. Check out my daily streams and give me some advice on what we should do behind a Patreon in terms of regular chats and maybe some Zooms and things that might be interesting to people at DrDrew.com/contact.
So, till next time, Adam Crawford, Dr. Drew Saint, mahalo.